Osiris.
Everybody, and we have a special edition emergency podcast for you this week. DMB tour dates are out. One of the best days of the year. Bruce, let's get into this.
Yes, it was very exciting. Kind of snuck up on us. I mean, the end of January is sneaking up on us, I think. And especially since, I mean, obviously we've been busy. We've got a lot of cool content coming over the next 2 weeks. And of course, the day before, part one of Steve Lillywhite, exclusive with the Corner of Gray Street podcast, Confos on the Corner. They have to release tour dates. So we had to hop on really quickly to go through that for you all. We were kind of right, Nolan. We were told that it was going to come around a certain date in January, it was coming around like the, you know, 16th, 17th, 8th, like it was going to come within a little bit of that time frame. And here it is, week later. So basically here. And yeah, you know, we have good sources as per usual. Let's run through some of these dates real quick. Nolan, for everyone to know, my current home state is Florida, and that's where DMB starts this tour. They did it in 2019. We were there in Pensacola, but this year they're deciding to do it in Tampa. One night stand in Tampa to get things kicked off, and then West Palm Beach right after that. Then they roll into my current hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, for two nights here at the Daly's Place in Jacksonville. Midweek shows, Tuesday, Wednesday, I believe, and you know that I will be there. So that'll be the beginning of the tour, likely for the Corner of Gray Street podcast. Nolan, what do you think about that little Jacksonville date drop there?
Pretty sweet for you, man. It's cool, I think, to be able to catch the band at the beginning of a tour and get to maybe see some of those bust outs. I think it's a little weird to have two shows on the Tuesday and Wednesday after Memorial Day. Like, I don't, I think that's just a tough sell, especially if you go like on vacation or do something for Memorial Day weekend as one of the first long weekends of the summer. They did that this past year with Wilmington. So I'm not a huge fan of that, especially midweek shows, but I am glad you will be able to see them early on in the tour.
Yeah. So we'll see how that bodes for, I guess, the attendance. They had great attendance last time they were here in Jacksonville, we'll just have to see. After that, Nolan, they hop on over to Texas, where they've generally started the tour a lot recently. They're going over to the Woodlands and Dallas, and then heading up to Alpharetta. Great stop there in Alpharetta for another midweek show. You know, midweeks are tough. And then head on up to your hometown, Nolan, Raleigh, for, I believe, a Friday show, right?
Yes, thank goodness. Making it easy on me this summer. Oh, I love it. Friday night show, Sirius XM, might add to it, you know, some influence on the playlist there, something cool, something might get played that's interesting from the first couple shows, I think. But yeah, glad the band is back in Raleigh. Bruce, I will be there for sure. Everybody, let us know if you're going to Jacksonville or Raleigh. You know, hit us up and let us know your status if you'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to catch up with you all at some point. And right after that, you know, they make their typical jaunt over to Virginia Beach as well. But Nolan, the weekend after that, big return to Alpine Valley. Excuse me, the boys are back in town. In the town of East Troy, Wisconsin, or whatever that place is. They return to Alpine. That should be awesome. Hopefully, because it's a little bit of a smaller tour this year, hopefully more people will be able to travel up to Alpine. Apparently, the attendance numbers the last time they were there, not as high as they once were. So it'd be really, really cool if that place could, you know, get to somewhat close to capacity because that's one of the loudest venues on tour.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And then they after that they kind of stay in the area, Blossom and then Pine Knob, and then the next weekend is the Creek End. And you know, that's a solid couple of solid 2-night stands to start things off in June. Between West Palm, Daly's Place, the Creek, Alpine, that's solid, Bruce. I like that right there. And then just a week later, 4th of July weekend, DMB at SPAC. Maybe, just maybe, this will be finally the year to go to SPAC. We'll see.
Are you breaking news?
We'll see. No, I'm just being wishful. Maybe,
Wow.
maybe, maybe SPAC can finally happen. We'll see. We'll see. But I'm
Wow.
fingers crossed on that one.
You're putting it out into the universe, though. That's good. Positive vibes.
I am. Yeah, I'd love for that to happen. That would be amazing. It'd be a great weekend for it. I like that on 4th of July.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the last time they were there for 4th of July may have been the 2015 Bela year,
Friend of the
4th of
devil,
July
fare thee
weekend.
well
So,
weekend.
yeah, exactly. So, good vibes there too. All right, Nolan. Yeah, when you have Alpine, Deer Creek, and SPAC 3 weekends in a row, that's pretty solid. That's exactly what we want to see there. But after that, Jones Beach, you've got Holmdel, Mansfield returns. Some people were concerned that Mansfield may not get a show this year. Back down to Bristow, Virginia for another Virginia show, and then up to the newly very popular venue up in New Hampshire, Guilford. Midweek shows there, but that's been a very popular kind of destination-ish venue that has popped up as of late.
Yeah, it has. I wonder why. What is it about Guilford, New Hampshire that the band likes? I think it's a cool venue, it looks like from the pictures. But that seems to be, I don't know. Maybe it's a little cooler up there that time of year, and they're like,
Yeah.
you know, tired of being hot. I don't know. But they follow that up with 2 nights in Camden, New Jersey, back in Camden. And Bruce, that wraps it up for the East Coast. I mean,
Yeah.
that was pretty quick. That's July 20th, and they're done on the East Coast. And then fast forward to a month later, August 23rd, a great day, one of my family's favorite days. 8:23, they hit up Fiddler's Green Amphitheater for 2 nights, right outside of Denver, Colorado, at Greenwood Village. Followed up by Bend, Oregon, and then ending the summer at the Gorge Labor Day weekend. Once again, so obviously you're not seeing many West Coast shows on this one. No California shows at all. And just 32 shows in total with 22 stops and 13 one-nighters, Bruce. So this is a much shorter summer tour than last year. I'm gonna guess coming off of last year, maybe wanting to do less, and then they're also going to Europe in the spring, probably all contributing factors. But you know, they are leaving off Charleston, where we went last year, Charlotte again. I can't imagine the people in Charlotte are too happy, and no Wilmington like last year. We kind of thought Wilmington might happen, but no. And then, I mean, the list goes on. No California, no Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Nashville, no Forest Hills, Hartford, Meriwether, Burgettstown, Toronto, Maine, Darien, and no Chicago. No Chi-Town surprises me, Bruce.
Yeah, Chicago not as much because of Alpine. Kind of close. Plus you got to boost those Alpine numbers up.
Those are rookie numbers.
I am surprised that Forest Hills was left off. There were rumors that they might get 2 nights this year. Nada
Oh.
there in Forest Hills. And yes, yeah, 6 shows west of west of Texas, really, where you've got, Colorado, Oregon, and then the Gorge. I mean, nothing really out west. People are pondering whether there will be some sort of fall tour or something. I don't know. They've been touring fairly heavily over the last, 12 to 18 months or whatnot. They've given us a lot. So, as they get older, as they travel more, they're going to Europe right before. I think that we'll start to see this kind of 32, less than 40 show summer tours become a trend, maybe. I don't know. I have no info to back that up, but this kind of seems like a solid amount of shows. You miss some areas, but they'll probably hit those areas next year, and other areas will be skipped. Like Jacksonville will probably be skipped next year. You never know. But man, yeah, I'm kind of bummed about the Charlotte one. They normally get really good shows as far as North Carolina goes. But I think that, you would definitely trade Raleigh for Charlotte, as it's right in your backyard, basically. That's not a bad gig at all. But yeah, RIP West Coast, really, for this summer. Looks like a solid tour, though. Switching some things around, a lot of familiar venues, the return to Alpine, the major return to Jacksonville. Hello, Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi again, hopefully. Bring it. It's awesome to have those summer tour dates out. A lot of acts are rolling out dates right now. So plans are in motion.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. I like it. I think, they have a 19 show summer tour, or excuse me, spring tour in Europe. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of shows. They're basically gone for the entire month of April and then a little bit in May, and then start back up like 3 weeks later, less than that, in Tampa. So I think it's a solid summer tour. Personally, very happy with the return to Raleigh. And yeah, Bruce, now we really just need Goose tour dates to find out if Goose is going to have a drummer or not. That'd be nice so we can kind of plan out our summer and just be done with it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would. It would. I mean, seriously, make it happen. Yeah, but I mean, that's, we had to hop on, just discuss them. Some people, you're not able to really see the tour dates unless you're on social media and you see our posts, which actually had the tour dates listed on the graphic, unlike DMB's, which was weird. And then the site goes down, Nolan, so people can't access the site. They acted like it was for major excitement over the tour and they can't handle the traffic. Come on, guys, what a crock that was. I mean, seriously, you couldn't handle the traffic? Give me a break. I'm pretty sure that DMB's management group helped Taylor Swift's management group with how to handle website traffic at one point. So I don't want to hear that nonsense. Y'all just had an issue and stuff went haywire. Or maybe just the entire West Coast banded together and hacked the website and they were just so pissed. But
protesting.
Yeah, exactly. But it's always a great day. Like you said, one of the best of the year. It's always very, very exciting. But Nolan, honestly, we have to shift our focus. Even more so exciting is our two-part interview with Mr. Steve Lillywhite. Part one, going live tomorrow, Wednesday, January 24th. You will be able to access it wherever you get your podcast, wherever you're listening to this, plus on YouTube. There are things happening. Nolan's getting this stuff together. He's packaging it all up. It's going to be nice and pretty and ready for you guys on Wednesday, January 24th. Part one, part two available the next Wednesday as well. We'll probably drop some snippets and stuff on social media, so stay tuned for those. Nolan, great emergency podcast, my friend. Thank you for being able to hop on and come on down to Jacksonville and then we'll go to SPAC or something.
Amazing. I'm looking forward to it. This will be great. Thanks everyone for listening, and be sure to tune in tomorrow for part one with Steve Lillywhite. We'll see you tomorrow on the corner of Gray Street.
Osiris.
Hey, music fans, we wanted to let you know about Music on the Mountain, a show that will feature Anders Osborne, Dogs in a Pile, and Saints and Liars. This show will be directly after the Divided Sky Foundation's fun run at 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th at the base of Akemo Mountain in Ludlow, Vermont. The show is presented by The Phoenix, a national nonprofit organization offering support to those in recovery and anyone impacted by substance use to celebrate recovery. If you're running in the Divided Sky Foundation's fun run, you'll be automatically registered for the show. It's a family-friendly event, and all proceeds from ticket sales and other donations benefit the Divided Sky Foundation. Visit Music on the Mountain, that's musicontheMTN.com, for more info and to get tickets. That's musicontheMTN.com. Hope you enjoy.